You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith has announced a total ban on prisoners voting will be reinstated. The move has been criticised by the opposition parties as well as those working in criminal justice. Labour restored voting rights for prisoners serving terms of 3 years or less in 2020 after the Supreme Court said a complete ban was a human rights breach. The Prime Minister has supported the decision despite human rights concerns being raised, stating, "I do not care what anyone else says about it." Today is May Day, also known as International Workers' Day, and unions across Aotearoa are taking action against what they say is an anti-worker agenda from this government. Workers across a wide range of industries are stopping work and taking strike action. The most controversial of these strikes is the 5,000 senior hospital doctors and specialists who are striking for 24 hours today over stalled contract negotiations. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone about all of these issues. I started by asking if she thinks prisoners should have the right to vote.
Well, I think that we were presented with some pretty clear evidence as to why those that are serving shorter sentences should have the opportunity to vote. I mean, less than 3 years, you know, where they are going to have to reintegrate. I think that the fact that the government are changing this is just them trying to look like they're being hard on criminals again, but actually it's not going to reduce crime.
Is it concerning that the government is revoking these rights, given the recommendations from the courts, Waitangi Tribunal and Electoral Review that suggest the opposite?
Yeah, it is concerning. I mean, the people that we're talking about, many of them may not have even exercised their right to vote in the past. They may not even deem it to be a privilege. Many of them have been able or been active citizens and perhaps haven't participated in this democracy. And so why would you not want to encourage them to actually participate and be active citizens, given the benefits that come from people actually feeling part of society?
Māori are disproportionately represented in the prison system. Is this an anti-Māori policy?
Oh, look, I just actually think that it is the government trying to look like they are being mean and coming down hard on criminals. But actually, it's not like a whole lot of people are going to say, oh, gosh, I'm not going to commit this crime because then I'll lose the right to vote. And as I said, part of the problem with why people have ended up in jail is that they haven't been actively participating in society, nor have they been perhaps constructive and contributing active citizens. Why would we not want to encourage that?
At the end of the day, we're only talking about a few thousand people in prison who are even eligible to vote. Is debating this a good use of Parliament's time?
No, it's not a good use of Parliament's time. It just goes to show that the government doesn't have their priorities in the right place. I mean, I think New Zealanders, by and large, just want to feel safer. And so they should be introducing legislation that actually helps to reduce crime and make New Zealanders feel safer. And this is not one of those pieces of legislation that's going to go any way towards making that happen. But it will take our attention and our time away from the things that actually could be effective.
Thousands of workers across industries are striking this May Day. Many are calling out an anti-worker agenda from the government. Do you agree with them?
I do agree with them, and I'll be joining the Manukau protest. Because I'll be closer to that way than I will be in Waitakere. I met with health workers yesterday, registered nurses from Waitakere Hospital. They are so understaffed that it's become dangerous. It's not just pay, it is the working conditions that are making it untenable for some of them to be able to continue. And what they're seeing is so many of their colleagues, nurses and doctors, heading over to Australia because they can get a better deal pay-wise, but also working conditions-wise. They are so stressed here and they're feeling unsafe.
Health NZ has expressed concern about the senior doctors' union strike that is happening today. Where do you stand on this strike?
Well, I just think that our health workers in general have nowhere else to go. It's not just about pay. It's the terms and conditions of employment. I know that this is the case for doctors as well, but yesterday's meeting with nurses just served to reinforce this. they are not filling up the shifts. For the nurses, they're having to do extended hours, or they have to having to do additional shifts to try and get an adequate number of staff on the floor, but they still don't feel like they've got that. Now, that isn't just the nurses that are experiencing that, that's the doctors too.
Pacific healthcare workers are concerned about the government minimising Pacific people's voices within our healthcare system through funding cuts. Is this something you're concerned about?
Yeah, I am. You know, this is a government who doesn't respect or want to take into consideration diversity, inclusion or equity. They continue to shut down the arguments around the fact that Māori and Pacific in particular die earlier, are less likely to get access to the healthcare that they need, more likely to get diagnosed late for serious conditions. And there are a number of conditions that Māori and Pacific, for whatever reason, are unfortunately more susceptible to or suffer from disproportionately. And yet this government refuses to put equity measures in place to support with their healthcare, but to support with the health workforce that we need to be responsive. Now, everyone suffers for this because it's not just Māori and Pacific who aren't receiving the healthcare that they need that then end up more sick or more susceptible to getting critically unwell and potentially dying. They are then in hospital beds when potentially they don't need to be there, and that has an impact on everyone.
How confident are you that the upcoming budget will address these issues?
Oh, I'm not confident at all. Nicola Willis has made it very clear that New Zealand can expect more cuts across the board. And so if we think things are dire in our health system now, then sadly they are only going to get worse, I think, with the next budget. But let's be clear, it's not just the health system. It is the whole public sector that are experiencing cuts. And so you can expect there to be a demise with regard to education, our social services, perhaps customs, the support that you need through immigration, the support that you need through Inland Revenue Department. You know, these are government agencies that many of us have to interact with, across the course of the year. And with these cuts, it's going to be so much harder to get that effective service and support that we all need at different points in time.
Labor obviously has its roots in workers' rights. Will this continue into your campaign next year?
Yes, Labor has always been the party for workers and making sure that workers get fair pay and fair working conditions. And we will continue to be focused on that.
That was Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone on the complete ban on prisoner voting rights being reinstated and the strikes happening across Aotearoa for May Day today.
That was our weekly chat with the Labor Party. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.